Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
What's up? It's Angela Yee. It's Lip Service. And
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Laura Mora.
And we have a special collab episode today.
Hey.
Poor Minds.
Yes. Hey, y'all. I'm just so excited to be here. Like, when I tell you, I used to be watching Lip Service all right. the time. So, like, actually being here with you, like, just thank you for having us on. Like,
well, Lex P, Andre, and Nicole, thank y'all for joining us.
Yes.
I know we've been trying to, like, work it out timing wise with you ladies for quite some time.
Yes.
So we can have some fun.
Yes. Because we don't really come to New York a lot.
Mm-hmm. No, we don't.
Like the last time we came, we had our live show out here and we haven't been back since. And that was what, in July?
Yeah, that was in the summertime.
Yeah, that was in summertime in July. So we was like, yeah, we definitely need to make sure we collab with you. So,
so I want to talk about this, right? Because we've watched you guys just basically be able to get to a point where you're able to do really well podcasting. And that's something a lot of people are striving toward.
Right.
You know, we had these conversations, like how you got started, but then now it's like, quit your job and make, I could tell, look at y'all.
You know.
You see the money?
Yes, it's some light, some light.
Too crazy.
So just briefly tell us the story of how Poor Minds got started. You guys are friends in real life, and sometimes that's hard too.
Yeah,
but, absolutely. Yeah.
But just tell us how you guys got started, because I know people are listening and thinking about their own positions.
Not absolutely. Just
no, she did say that, Matt.
Right. Absolutely.
I know your friends too.
I mean, but we've talked about it. Like, yeah, we one thing about our show is like, we really be like an open book with our listeners about our friendship and like times that we weren't getting along and everything. I mean, it really is hard to have a business with your friends. So I moved to Atlanta in 2016 from Houston, and I was there for a year. I moved with another girl. We were roommates. It didn't end up working out. We broke our lease. And then me and Lex would still talk every day, but we had met in 2015. We were working at this strip club together, bartending. And we would just keep in touch. And I was like, girl, you need to move to Atlanta, because we both have degrees in mass communications and we both kind of wanted to get into radio and entertainment, but we didn't really know what we wanted to do. So she moved out here and people would just be like, y'all need to have a show or something, because y'all chemistry and y'all dynamic is just so crazy. Like, y'all need to be on camera.
Yeah.
So we had this idea to do a Wind Down Wednesday,
yeah,
which is like a 30-minute show that we started in my house. And we would just talk about like hot topics, celebrity stuff. So then we stopped doing that, and then we had the idea to turn into a podcast because Mandy
from Horrible Decisions, like,
is one of her friends.
Yeah, because we actually, our YouTube channel, we were doing everything on there. We were doing makeup challenges.
Yeah,
nobody was watching anything. Well they
except
were
except for Wind Down Wednesday.
Right, yeah. It was like other things were getting like 10 views, and Wind Down Wednesday was getting like 100. We was like, okay. we got something. We hit the jackpot.
This the one.
Right. Yes. So it was like after that, we were like, okay, people are actually starting to watch this, they're looking forward to it, and Mandy was like, hey, y'all need to get into podcasting, this is where it's at if y'all really want to, you know, monetize it properly. So we linked up with DJ Scream in Atlanta. We changed the name. He was like, Wind Down Wednesday is too generic, come up with something else. We came up with Poor Minds, and we started doing the radio out there with him every Wednesday. So he just gave us like an hour slot to be on there with him talking, and it started to grow even more and more. So I don't know, it's just like I don't want to say we lucked up, because we worked very hard,
right?
And the thing about it is we were so consistent, like we were dropping every week when nobody was watching.
See, that's important. I think for people to know too, because sometimes people feel like they'll start something and immediately it should take off, and they don't realize that
you gotta build it
could be years
of
just being consistent. Because even with lip service, like,
we're 8 years in and people be like, oh, I see you on a new show. I'm like, new. Even though a podcast before anybody knew what a podcast was.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, oh, Angela left the Breakfast Club to
for
do
lip
this
service. Like, and it was like years. I literally used to have to explain to people what a podcast was when we first started doing lip service.
Yeah. I mean, when Mandy told us, we didn't know what it was when we started podcast. We were like, what is that?
And we weren't making no money until we got with 85.
Right.
We got with 85 South. That's when we really started making money. But I remember we got our first ad check. We were working with this company. I forgot what it was called.
Yeah, I can't remember either.
But we got our first ad check. It was for $97. And you could not tell us.
Talk to me nice.
And y'all busted it down the middle? Or
we could go to lunch with
this. I was like, man, I'm going to Juicy Crab.
Period.
Life is good.
Okay.
And now I know that you guys have said this before, but, you know, as far as sharing parts of your life, right? At a certain point, you're like, you know what? I don't have to share everything. Because that's also a conversation. People think that on social media or on a podcast, you have to tell everybody everything.
Right.
So how do you determine, like, what is to be kept private and not be put out there like that?
I think that has just come with age and maturity. Because when we first started the podcast, I was 26. Now I'm 31. And I just feel like, now I'm just very much like, I don't need people to know everything about me. But when I look back on some of the older episodes, I be cringing sometimes. Because I just feel like we used to overshare for no reason.
Yeah.
Same.
You know?
It's for me, I would overshare, but I would get like really drunk. Yeah. Like me and Stephanie. Me and Stephanie would be like blackout drunk. Don't even remember how we got home. And then I would go back and watch the episode and I'd be like,
what?
Yeah.
We got to the point where it was so bad, we stopped drinking on the show for a while.
Yeah,
because we were getting so drunk.
Yep. We used to scream at each other.
It was, but I will say, I feel like for me personally, I still share parts of my life.
Yeah.
I don't get too in detail like I used to, because I feel like with my dating life, with my family, like, at that time, the show wasn't big. So it was easy for me to talk about a friend or talk about a boyfriend or talk about my sister. She pissed me off.
Right.
Now it's different. So if I'm dating somebody, you know, they didn't ask to be talked about on Poor Minds and have 100,000 people like, oh, is that you? Oh, that's who you, you was dating Lex? I know which one you are. You know, so it's like now we don't use names as much. Like we used to have characters.
Names for everybody.
Like we had like Rapper Bay.
When I was a stripper, that was the key. We talking in the dressing room. We gave everybody a name so nobody knew who we
are.
I still it low key.
But the thing about our listeners is they're so like, they started finding out who they were. They were finding out who they were.
People on the internet be the FBI, the CIA.
I'm telling
they
you.
Be digging in. They be digging in the info. They be figuring it out.
Girl.
Did you ever get, did anybody ever get mad at you for talking about them? Like, I know you was talking about me.
No, that never happened.
No, that's never happened to me, but I definitely had a situation where I went on somebody else's show and I was like, and it was crazy because we had literally broke up the night before. And I was like, I'm single. I'm outside. He was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, well, you know.
Are guys intimidated when they find out, you know, oh, they do the Poor Minds thing? Are y'all going to talk about me? Because sometimes for guys, it does make them feel a little bit nervous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's either or.
I think they either be excited or they be nervous.
They want to be talked about.
They want to be talked about.
Mm-hmm. They can't wait until they see the episode. Right. Mm-hmm. You lame as hell. Yeah. Yeah, you thought you ate that. You know, so sometimes it's like you be excited, but sometimes I think like I said, I'll be trying to protect people if
I've had to tell a guy plenty of times, like, I wasn't even talking about you.
Right.
You ain't the only guy I dealt with that got shot. Relax.
Right.
And I'm not going to talk about you. Somebody else got shot too. Chill out. What you?
Oh,
and the other good thing is you could talk about stuff and then let them see it. Like, if you like, he ain't eating my pussy right. Let me talk on the show about the right way to do it.
Okay.
Like,
learn you something, baby.
Teach him a little one.
The audacity for me, like, sometimes niggas be like a little too excited, like, nigga, I'm not even about to talk about you.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so what you say?
It ain't nothing to talk about.
And they also try to act like they don't listen, but you know they do.
Of course,
oh, they do. They don't miss a clip.
Every episode, they on it. They subscribed and everything.
Now, so recently you did a detox, right?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me how, because I've done a detox like a couple of times, and I'm trying to do it again, but it just hasn't been lining up for me with the stars.
We were supposed to start January 1st.
I know.
Angela is too busy right now.
After her birthday. I just been so busy right now with everything else I have going on. It's hard when you're not able to be like stable someplace. Mm-hmm. So how was that for you?
I liked it a lot, but I always try to do detoxes periodically because I just feel like, you know, it's good to like cleanse your body of like the toxins and the liquor and all of that stuff. But also too, I have really wanted to lose weight because I'm short. And I just feel like when I be gaining too much weight, I be looking real roly-poly.
My face gets really fat.
Yeah, like, me too. Like, it gets real round. And then I be having real bad back rolls too.
The bra roll.
So I was just like, I need to lose some weight because last year, I was like the heaviest I had ever been.
Yeah, we both were.
That's that money.
You be happy.
You be going out having drinks.
Yeah.
So do you tell each other that? Because that's an honest thing, right? Some people would say, well, we don't want to talk about other women's bodies. But as friends who see each other all the time, well, you're like, girl, we got to do something.
No, we be telling each other.
Yeah, we definitely be telling each other. But I mean, I've talked about this on the show. I have body dysmorphia really bad. So a lot of times I'm harder on myself. And Dre will be like, okay, Legs, you can do a little 1-2, but you're being extreme.
She be looking good.
Like, so I think we understand how to say it to each other because she's not like, okay, Legs, you getting fat.
Right.
Or no, but like, she can be like, okay, Legs, like, you know.
We got to get it back together.
We need to get to the gym. We need to go together.
But yes, it was good. I did it for, how long did I do it? It was 21 days.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's and a long I wasn't one. Drinking.
A long time. She
I
wasn't
worked
drinking
out every
all.
Day. I was intermittent fasting. Like, I was doing a lot. Mm-hmm. And it worked out for you. So good difference.
It worked out. I lost 6 pounds.
Lost weight, skin glowing, feeling good.
How does that work in the bedroom, though? What? Like doing a detox. Because when I did mine, they told me not to have sex either.
Yeah, I was fasting from 6.
So. You did?
Not by choice.
Well, then you wasn't really fasting. It
did
was
you masturbate? Definitely. Uh-huh. Absolutely. I'm going to do that anyway.
That's how I am.
Same. But they said when the toxins are coming out of your body, you're not supposed to
really
orgasm. Yes.
I didn't know
have
that.
Sex.
Oh, okay. So masturbation is fine.
Well, you know, I ain't gonna detox.
Yeah, just
checking. Girl, no, I
didn't know that. I didn't know that you're not supposed to have that sex. And this was the first time that I actually like didn't have sex while I was detoxing.
Okay.
Yeah. Normally I do.
Do you think? Because sometimes people say you can focus better when you're not having sex.
Like, I think that's the bullshit.
I don't know. Yeah. That's a lie because it's been since last year, and I still can't focus.
Well,
I think I need to.
Yeah. Well, sex, right. You know, I'm not gonna lie. When I was in my 20s, sex used to distract me just because I used to be like all into my man. I was like, my man. Yeah. And now it's like, but I feel like now the men are, you know, the guy that I deal with, it's not like, it's not a distraction. You know what I'm saying? Like, our time is our time, but when I got to go to work or when I have to do X, Y, Z, it's not a problem. Mm-hmm. So it's not a distraction. I think it depends on who you're dating.
I think only sex with the wrong person.
Yes, that's when it gets distracting. Yeah.
Toxic shit.
Yeah, for sure.
We all done been here.
Yes, I remember dating a guy. We would get to an argument and I just straight up went and go to work. Because this is when I was way younger.
Yeah.
And like, it would be like 4 o'clock and I'd still be at home like trying to get things right.
Man, getting into it with your man and having to go work the shift used to be the worst.
I found out one time when I was, I used to work at the club. I found out my dude had cheated on me, y'all. I was at work. Ooh, I'm just bringing out wings crying.
That's when you gotta go home sick.
One time
I was at work and I could tell my boyfriend was cheating on me because he kept calling me. Mm-hmm. And he never did, but he kept calling like to check and make sure I was still there.
Oh
like,
my God.
He was calling me like, hey, if you call me and I don't answer, I'm tired, I'm gonna take a nap. And then he called back like an hour later, like, hey, if you call me, hey, what you doing? Hey, and I was like, I just left work.
Yeah.
And went home.
I was just about to say,
men are terrible.
You heard his ass.
Yeah. So when I got home, he had kept calling my job and I wasn't there. So I think he caught on because it took me like maybe like 45 minutes to get home on the train. And I came home and he was carrying the sheets, no bag or nothing, to the laundromat. Because I didn't have a washer and dryer at the time. And he was carrying the sheets
down
the
steps. Y'all live together?
So kind of. We weren't supposed to, but he just didn't leave.
Right.
That was the only person I ever like kind of had staying with me. It was for 2 months. And so he was just taking the sheets down the stairs, just holding them in his arms. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I fell asleep. I was sweating real bad.
You was sweating real bad.
Niggas don't be even washing their sheets. You gotta remind niggas to wash their sheets.
He never washed nothing. And I was like,
so you already knew he was lying.
That's how you know he was carrying it in his hands. He didn't even know to get the laundry basket.
He got so nervous that I was coming home.
Oh my gosh. So,
he was trying to hurry up, clean up, cold his ass.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring. Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. All right, now I want to ask y'all some questions.
Okay.
Because you know how they say that automatically when you meet a guy, you know what it is, mm-hmm. right? If you would sleep with him or not.
Mm.
Or if you would categorize him as, okay, he would be good just to kick it with, but I wouldn't really take him serious. Or maybe he's relationship material or never, it wouldn't happen. Do you think that's a true thing? That when you meet a guy, you automatically know?
I used to think that. I don't think that no more, though. Because mm-hmm. I done talked to some people where I was, like, shocked my damn self later down the line. Yeah. I'm like, how did this happen?
I think for me, I'm a Leo. I'm all about that passion. Like, I've always been like, if it's the end of the first day and we not making out with each other all over each other, you're not the man for me.
Right. Ooh.
So I had a recent situation. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, but I felt like all those relationships, it was like so much passion. But when it ended, it would end so bad.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, maybe I need to take a different approach. So like I've recently been like dating a guy and I'm like taking things super slow. And it's like, when you like really take your time and get to know somebody, you really have time to decide, you know what? I like this about them. I don't like this about them. Right. So for me, I'm still kind of on the fence about it because this is really my first time taking my time.
Right.
Because I do not like, I ain't got enough time now. I'm trying to get to it. Yeah. I need to see what that thing in fun. We supposed to be on vacation and love.
Bent over the balcony.
Yes.
So what, when you first met him, what was your thought? Like, how did you categorize him?
It's crazy because when we first met, like, I looked a mess. I felt like I looked a mess, but I just remember he was talking to someone and I was like, oh man, he has really like nice manners. Like, I like the way he was talking to the person and I was like, okay, he's cool. And then he started talking to me and I was like, oh God. And I was kind of being rude and kind of like, but when we went on our first date and I really sat down and talked to him, I was like, okay, he's very intelligent. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I wouldn't necessarily say he's my type. As far as just the type of person he is, but I'm like, I need something different because I go for the same type of guys. So it's like, I do like him. Like, we have an amazing time together. So I like the fact that it's slowly growing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm like, you know, we'll see. We'll see, child.
You gotta switch it up. Like, I feel like if you're trying the same thing all the time and it's not working out, you gotta try something different.
But I have a toxic ex. Yeah. And he be haunting me.
Mm-hmm. I got one, too.
And the dick be calling me, girl. Yeah. So I'm trying to change my ways. And I'm gonna pick up.
And you know what? And he knows it.
Right.
He know he got me down bad. That's the bad part about
like
it.
Niggas be knowing.
Yeah.
Like, they know when they got you in a little chokehold.
Yeah.
They be so mad when you get out of it finally because there's a certain point.
And I'm like there. Okay. Like, and I think that, like, he knows it. Like, I know it. Like, and it's outside of the, like, the new guy. It's just like, sometimes I will say I still do this. Sometimes I forget who I am. And I am just like, stop letting these niggas play in your face.
Hello. Mm-hmm.
And I went through a lot of trying to let a man validate me and who I am. And just because this person doesn't value you doesn't mean you're not a good woman.
Right.
He doesn't have the final say-so on who you are. Right. So I was getting lost in feeling like, man, I'm not good enough. I'm not bringing this to the table. I'm not doing this. I'm not making him feel good. I'm not being his piece. And it's like, bitch,
I ain't gotta be his nigga piece.
Bitch, so
he needs to be my piece.
That's what I'm saying. And it's not even like so, because I do care about him and I want him to be happy. I want him to find happiness. But for me, it's just like, it's okay to value myself. And sometimes you just have to walk away.
Right. Mm-hmm. And yeah, all of that, like, because I think sometimes guys also like you to feel like, you're not, you know, doing enough. You're not bringing enough to it.
Because sometimes that'll make us want to go harder.
It keep you hooked on them.
Yeah.
Like, keep dealing with them.
Ooh, child.
You having flashbacks.
What made it so good that you kept going back?
You know what it was? It's because I feel like I met him when I was young and we dealt with each other for a very long time. So it was kind of like I went from a girl to a woman with him, you know, like, when he met me, I was still working in the club. And then now I'm doing this. So he saw me through all those stages of my life. So it's like he knew me inside and out. Like, he knows my family, you know, like my mom passed away last year and he was there for me. So a lot of that stuff was just, it was comfortable.
Right.
Comfortable. Yeah. And he knows me inside and out. And I have a very complex personality. So it's like I have like my, you know, in front of the cameras, goofy. Then I have my, you know, my insecure side. Then I have my serious business side. It's like I'm a very complex person and he understood all those angles of me. So it was just comfortable. You know, I didn't have to introduce like, hey, this is what I do for a living. And this is, and most men are like, what? Well, I don't know if I want to. It was just like, okay, let me go back to him.
He saw the growth too.
Yeah.
Right?
So it was like, I felt like it was just easier, you know, but then it's just like, at the same time, it was like, it's toxic.
It's always easy to go back when you know,
man,
you,
and as soon as a nigga pissed me off,
right? Yeah. Like when I'm you like, know what you got to deal with, what you going to get from the person, like, this is like, comfortable all right. With
it's comfortable. Because as soon as a guy even look at me the wrong way, I'm like, I'm going back home. I'm going back to my man.
I'm going to head on out. I'm going to break it off.
Yeah. Huh?
How did you like?
You know, I really just had to.
I really just didn't. Oh.
You know, it's still a little. I'm out the door. I got my pinky toe left behind. Right. He might grab my pinky toe tomorrow, girl. Back. But I feel like, you know, I'm
my
almost
strong
there.
Side is saying, and,
no, it's a process.
And
it's
when
a process.
We say we want him to be happy, like if he's started dating somebody else and.
I feel like the stuff that we've been through, and that's why I say it's really complicated, because we had a like a period for like 2 years where we didn't talk, and I was in love with a whole nother man, and that's a whole nother story. So it's very like, so even if he did move on, I'm okay with that, because I moved on already.
Right.
And I got really deep with somebody. Like, I was over him. I wasn't worried. I was in love. So it's like, we've already been through that. I've already seen what that looks like as far as me moving on and being in love, and him moving on and being, you know, whatever, in love or whatever he had going on. So I'm okay with that. Like, I'm really, I've come to terms, like, this is not, we're not each other's person, and that's okay.
I see you, girl. I can relate.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's
well,
hard.
Jaya, you think, do we really wish our exes well?
Hell no.
I'm weak.
I know. Maybe some people do.
It depends on which case scenario.
It depends on how we end it. Let me say that. It depends on how we end it. Because I feel like you end with some people on like some fuck you shit. Like, what the fuck you? I don't give a fuck what you got going on and what you doing and who you fucking
but
with.
But I care about him like outside of romantic stuff.
But then some people, you be
stuff,
like, okay, it really wasn't that bad. Like, I definitely have people that I dated and it ended on good terms and we was cool. And I'm just like, okay, I'm happy to see, you know, you got a new little boo, you got a family, like, that's good.
I mean, it's funny, like, when guys cheat on you and then you see them with the girl that they cheated on you with, and you know not it's not gonna end well.
Oh my God. Like,
but it never ends well.
It never ends well. Yeah. You be watching. Man, listen.
I was about to say something. We was just talking about that. You're like, are you gonna say everything or are you gonna be careful with what you're gonna say?
Right. Say it, girl. Go ahead, let it out.
You can't do that and then not say it.
One of them actually had a baby from the person that they were cheating on me with, that they told me that I'm crazy and I need to go to therapy. About that kept me, and I'm just like, after taking me through hell and back because I didn't want to be with them anymore, and literally a year after had a baby, and I'm like, you took me through all of that, right. Caused all that pain, caused all that trauma because I was ready to walk away from something that wasn't healthy for me or my kids, and
psychotic.
Then you ended up like, that was like crazy Pisces male.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
one thing
Pisces.
About these men, they gonna play mind games.
Every time.
And they
gonna
lie. I was like,
and make you, and then tell you you crazy.
I'm and tell you tripping.
The whole time.
The whole time.
Oh, and I had to go to therapy. He's like, you need to go to therapy because you have, like, literally, and I still, damn, should I go to therapy? Like, is there something
wrong
accusing?
With me? We also
believe
what we want
to believe.
Well,
he the one that needs to go to therapy.
Yes, we do. Because
if we want to believe something, we will believe it.
Right.
Like, we know you lying, but we're like, all right, well, I didn't catch him and see him.
This is me.
You want to get that
benefit
guilty.
Of the doubt. That's me. As long as I ain't walk in on it or I ain't see it and it happened, I'm going to just walk away, though, because I think it's happening. So before I walk into it, but nah, that was some crazy shit. I was like, wait, what?
But the good thing is hindsight is 2020. Yep. So it's like, once you get, and that's like where I'm at with my situation. I'm like, I'm looking back. I'm like, girl, you knew better. You knew better. But I can honestly sit here and say, I have not been innocent either. Right. Like, I have done my dirt to him. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't just like, oh, all him, he did bad and this and that. Because mm-hmm. it would be times like he pissed me off and I would just be like, all right, you pop up and I'm in Cabo. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just how I used
sometimes
to be.
You gotta do him how he do you.
Yeah, yes. So honestly, I'm not going to lie. I felt like the past year that we were dealing with each other, he was like on his get back shit with me.
Right.
Like, and I felt like he was like out for revenge. And I'm at this point, I'm like, okay, you know, I put up the white flag. I thought we was right here, you know? And he was like, nah, bitch, like,
come
he got
home,
his lick back. He got me back. Good, bitch.
So do y'all wish y'all exes well when y'all break up?
For me, it's a case-by-case scenario.
Yeah.
I'm not one to hold grudges, though. Like, I won't forget, but I'll forgive and move on. Mm-hmm. So
I think as long as you're happy in your situation, then you can do that. But I don't know if I necessarily wish them well. I just don't wish them bad.
Don't wish
them. Yeah. Right. You just don't care.
Yeah. And I also be knowing stuff like this one guy, I knew his girlfriend was cheating on him, the new girl, but I didn't say anything. I just laughed.
I know that's right.
It's
exactly.
not my place. I mind my business. And also coming from me, like, you know, would he have wanted to...
He probably would have been like,
would he have told you exactly?
Probably not. Right.
Yeah, he wouldn't have wanted to hear it from me.
Hear it, right.
Because it'll make it seem like I'm, you know, just making some shit up. But I just was like, that's why you don't even know. Have a good time. Have a good life.
Enjoy.
I actually wished them well because I feel like you were not meant for me. Like, it wasn't because of you. It wasn't it's because you're being removed. I feel like God removes people.
We'd be like, no good gonna come to you.
Right.
So I'd be like, it's all good.
And I don't like ugly. Every person is not like, everybody feels like, oh, you fumbled me. Sometimes people really didn't fumble you. Y'all just aren't meant to be.
That's not the person.
People are a reason and a season.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Your time has come and gone. I learned the lesson that I was supposed to learn from dealing with you. And
let me go.
Peace.
Now, do you think that you could train a man in the bedroom?
Now at this age, no. No, I don't got time. I need you to come in ready to go. Because I get aggravated.
And I don't know if I want to.
I tried for 2 years and I couldn't.
Mm-hmm. 2 years.
Well, he was amazing.
That was too long.
Oh my God. 2 years.
But, but he was a really good man. Like, if it was. He was a good person.
He was just
irregular. Exactly. Other issues too, but like the deal breaker, it was just like, okay, I got to deal with this and that.
The least you're supposed to have, the least is good sex. Yeah.
When I started like feeling like, okay, I need some, like other people started making me feel like I need to go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? I got to let it go. I'm sorry. I don't even want to cheat on you. Like, I don't even want to do this. I don't want to lie.
Right.
But there's some guys that, because that's also a case-by-case thing, right? Because I feel like there's certain things that we like that other women may not like that she's been with. Mm-hmm. So it is a little bit of a training period.
Well, yeah, because I feel like if a man knows what he's doing in bed already, and I just can tell him a little one, two, and he already know, you know, but versus having to like really teach somebody, like they have no idea what they're doing at all.
Yeah.
That's completely different.
It's kind of like difference between guiding and then teaching.
Yes.
Like, you know?
Yes.
Like
yes.
If you just suck, I don't know if I can teach you.
I can't teach you how to stroke. Or if I can't I have the teach patience. You how to hit that spot. Yeah. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Some men just got like, they know the woman body.
Right.
Like, there's this one guy that I knew him and he was trying to get with me when I was young. I was like 21 years old. And he tried, and no, he was like, listen, if I can't have you, let me introduce you to my boy, like somebody.
What?
Like, nah, nah, nah. Yeah, like he was just like,
not passing
he
to
didn't mean it like that. He meant it like, if you don't like me, like, you such a, like, let me introduce you to my boy, you know,
right.
You still just said the same thing. Not like that, but, we kind of like linked up like 20 years later, and
it wasn't worth it.
No, man, that's the best sex I've ever had in my life. And he was like, yo, if you would have known this back then, I was like, I mean, I wasn't even thinking, but it's just like, he knew my body. Like, he knew what to do. He knew how to do it. Like,
he stayed for 20 years.
He was studying.
Yo.
He was waiting.
He said, I've been waiting for this moment. Listen.
20 years? Men are crazy. They do not give up. If they want that shit,
they gonna wait.
Not gonna talk too much. But it was great. But I had to stop it because of other things. Mm-hmm. But, man, that would have had me digmatized.
Ooh. Yeah.
Would you go back now if you had a chance? Because I feel like once a guy hit
like
it,
that booty
like,
well, he's in a situation that I can't do that.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
But, so,
but if look he at wasn't, you being respectful. I know that's right.
But if he wasn't, you would.
Hell yeah. Like, we could just have sex.
You would say, blah,
until I, you know.
Right. Find
but
the person.
Yes, it was. Oh, man.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
But since we're talking about training a man, right? Mm-hmm. What are some things that you like in the bedroom that might be like out of the ordinary? Like, okay, I have to tell guys I like this because they may not know. Mm-hmm.
So why y'all think I'm gonna say it? I like a thumb in my butt.
Oh, I like okay. that too. I like that. I like it when when men talk, but it's got to be like a certain type of talk. Mm-hmm. Like, because sometimes it can get corny. Mm-hmm. It can get corny.
You got to say the right things.
Yeah, you have to say the right things. I don't know. I look, because don't ask me what it is, because I know you're about to be like, say what? Right.
Since we're talking corny.
But yeah, because
corny be the same old same.
Yeah, and there's like a difference. Like, when a man is like moaning, like I like a moan, but don't be like doing too much.
Moaning.
Yeah, like don't be screaming.
Like a movie.
Yeah, like we shouldn't be moaning the same.
Has that happened to you before?
I told you. Remember?
Oh, you did? He was like, what you say? He sounded like Tarzan.
Yeah, he was literally screaming.
So I had an ex that used to scream my name when he came.
No way.
Yeah, like, I'm not too much.
He used to scream my, like, scream my name.
Oh, not even your real name.
No, Gigi. He used to scream.
Wait, I know that's right.
How did that, like, what did you, at that moment, what was, like,
I mean, the first time he did it, I was just like, okay. But then he would do it every single time. So at that point, I just got used to it. But every single time he came, he was screaming.
Oh, my God. I had a guy like that. Like, he would scream. And we're just like, bro, relax.
And then if you were in a hotel, you'd be like, who is next door?
Oh, my God.
I remember
never had no nigga just be like screaming. Girl, like they moaning, but said, like screaming.
And then at that point, I was just having sex with him because I was in college. I was bored. He was there. And I'm like, yeah. I know this mid ass coochie I'm giving you is not that good. I don't even like you, bro.
Like, I like a little spit.
Yeah. Where?
In my mouth.
In the mouth. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Like, yes. I like for a nigga to spit.
Put
in
that
my
on my
mouth.
List. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yes. I like the little tap. You know, I like to be.
Oh, man, I feel whack because I really do choke. Not like anybody spitting in my mouth.
Either. Oh, I love it.
I love
it.
It gotta be the right guy, though. But it gotta be a dribble.
It gotta be the right. Yeah, and it can't be the.
Yeah.
It gotta be like falling off your tongue.
It
gotta like drip down.
Somebody tried to do that to me once. And a guy asked me to spit in his mouth once, and I couldn't do it either.
Really?
My mouth dry.
I'm spitting. I'm a spit.
That's the only time I'm spitting. Because other than that, I'm a swallow.
Right.
But when you ask me to spit in your mouth, Daddy, I'm going to do it.
Yes. I like all that. I want all the fluids.
Me too, girl.
Okay, what about if he comes in your mouth, can you kiss him right after?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's his.
He swallowed it.
It's going right.
And I'm not gonna
spit it back.
No, I'm gonna spit it in your mouth. Now you're getting too freaky.
Like, you want me to spit in your mouth?
Yeah,
like,
I forget what it's called.
Yeah.
I think it's a
what if he asked you to?
Right.
I would do it and I would probably never talk to him again. Because why do you want to taste your nuts? But at the same time, I like when a guy goes down on me and kisses me after.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you have to do that. I want to lick it off your face.
Me too.
I do like to do it.
I'm not gonna lie, I'd be like, damn, my shit. Yeah.
I'm like, why the hell you got that munching?
You want to go back? Taste myself. Right.
What about golden showers?
No. Oh, yeah, that's niggas
would
be drinking Hennessy.
Would you give one? Absolutely.
Yeah, I would do one. I've never been asked that, but I would do
golden showers. Ain't nobody peeing on me, but I'll do it.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody peeing on me.
Yeah.
Not even in the shower.
I think that's the only place I would
but to
do
me,
it.
I don't think that counts.
That don't count.
Yeah.
That don't count.
It's like defeating the purpose. Like, yeah. I feel like if you want to get pissed on, you want to get pissed on.
I'm going to see it.
Smell it.
All of the mattress.
Mm-hmm. You ever smell your own
that's
pee?
That's the type of stuff that you do in the hotel.
Right. You
come out with red eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Now, let's say it's his birthday, a guy that you're dating, and you want to do something for him that you've never done for him before. What could that be in the bedroom?
Play with that booty, huh? Let me drink some water.
Period.
What about, have you ever sucked a guy's toes?
I have.
Oh, no. That's the toe sucker right there.
That's the toe sucker right there.
I am not a toe sucker. Dang, I did it like twice.
That's too many times.
No, you're officially a toe sucker.
That's my name in these streets.
Did you like it?
It's my name in these streets.
Like, what did it do?
It was a big, black, juicy toe, too.
Girl. Your friend
said it wasn't ashy.
But it wasn't a black toenail.
No, it wasn't a black toenail.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the way I sucked it, I didn't just suck it. Like, I didn't just kick the foot up and was like, okay, let me fuck this motherfucker. Like, no, I was riding dick from the back.
Okay.
And then I was like, yeah.
Let me get real freaky.
Okay.
And I just,
popped the toe in my
what did he do?
Yeah. You know, he was like
rolling
his eyes was rolling back.
Well,
I know
that's right.
I guess he liked it. It feels good.
Yeah,
I mean,
see.
I know what it feels like to get your toes sucked.
I think it feels good, but I've never done it. And I've done everything.
Really?
You know that. I've done it. Well, put that on your bucket list.
I don't want
She said that's where I draw the line.
No, not necessarily. I mean, if the right guy asked or told me that that's what he liked and I wanted to please him in that way, then that's a good way to do it. I'm gonna take the note out of your book and do it that way. I really like
you
to
gotta
not
do it
say,
like that. I feel like that's the only acceptable way.
I really don't like to say I'm never gonna do anything because, you know, the time has passed when I've said that and then I double back and actually did shit and liked it. Like, why was I saying
that? But you massage feet.
Oh, yeah.
I'll massage feet. I'll massage feet, but look, the guy I dated for 2 years, he played sports for 10 plus years. Mm-hmm. You ever seen a man's feet that played football for that long?
His feet was fucked up.
So you're gonna tell him no if he
asks
you
to say that. He would never. Like, I'm
not
touching his feet.
A nice foot on a man is sexy. Yeah, I need a man to have a really nice foot.
Yeah.
I don't think he don't got nice
feet. I have,
but it don't bother me.
With some ugly feet, I can't deal with a man.
Yeah.
I mean, some things you can't help, like you know, but it's how you take care of it.
Yeah, no, he's definitely like, he takes care of himself.
in a way that it's like, okay, I know God did that to you, but but you holding it up well. You taking care of it.
But it's different between like having like, you know, like a black toenail or something, and you just got crust everywhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
that's not, you're not going to get pedicures.
You know, you might have a little hammer toe. It's fine on the pinky, but you know what I'm saying?
I'll just rub the little hammer.
Yeah, just make sure like you keep that thing nice and moisturized and get pedicures. You know, take care of it. Take care of what God gave you.
Yeah. Now, what about multitasking? Because sometimes in the bedroom, it's hard. Like, you be wanting to do a lot of different things at one time. Like, are you good at, let's just say you're writing, like you said, and you started sucking a toe.
That's a multitasking.
But can you also, like, get up there, start rubbing his balls? Like, you know how sometimes you do multi-sucking on his nipple and stuff like that, or sucking
his
on
finger
his
finger in his butt and his dick in your mouth?
Two tasks at a time.
That's the max for me.
I think the most I'll do is, like, if I'm getting hit from the back, rubbing the balls, that's probably it. I don't like 69. I
don't
hate
either.
69.
I don't either. I always say that. I love
because
it.
If I'm getting hit, I want to relax.
I like it.
I want to sit there and relax.
I like it, but I like it. I want to be on top. Like, I want to put my...
I got to be on top.
Yeah.
You can't be on top of me.
Yeah.
That will never make me... I've never had, like, an orgasm from that.
Me neither.
I'm not going to lie.
Well, no, I'm not going to come like that, but I'm going to enjoy the process.
You like it. Yeah. While he's eating you out, you suck.
No, I got to be on my back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
me too. I
got to
be all the way flat on my back. Yeah. I'm not going to come while I'm riding your face.
Me
I'm not
going
to come while it's 69.
Yes, I got to be flat
on my back. I don't want no pillows under my head or nothing. I got to be flat on my back.
Okay, a pillow under my head, I can do.
Right.
No, I just feel like it's hard to focus when you trying to suck dick and he eating your pussy.
Yeah, it's too much.
Something's got to give.
That's why that's just one of those intravenous, you know, is that the right word? Thing that you do just for a little bit of a time span.
Right. Yeah,
you
just
know,
to get it popping.
It's like a boyfriend. It's a boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's like a halftime show.
So wait, you got to be on top. What if a guy, so can he be on top during a 69?
So,
bro, oh no, my God.
So I've had that happen. Yeah. I've had that happen
Me
before.
Too.
And this is what I don't like. I don't like when the dick is forced down my throat. Like, let me do it on my own. It's gonna get there, but like, let me work it down on my own. So when the guy, it only happened to me once, and he was on top, and I was like, he was like shoving the dick, and I was like, all right, we can't do
it.
That's
what's uncomfortable.
Yeah. don't be trying to stick your dick down my goddamn.
I've been on top, but once I've come, it's like, okay, let's go. Let's
let's
switch it up.
I am not gonna keep doing it till he come though.
Right.
Well, do you like multiple things being done to you at once?
Yeah, I do. I like to get fingered while I'm getting my pussy ate.
Yes, I hate when guys actually don't do that. Like, if you're eating my pussy, you need to finger at the same time.
You don't like it?
No, you don't like that.
See, this is exactly what I was saying earlier when you have to train a man, because they might be like, okay.
Women like this.
But at the same time,
I like it another
day. Like you said, it's teaching versus guiding, because if you're not even eating my pussy right at all, like, if a guy's eating your pussy good, all you got to do is say, put your fingers in it, baby.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, but if a guy's just eating it all wrong anyway, you don't even care to tell him to put the fingers in. You're just like, oh. All right.
You know something that I've been experiencing in my most recent sexcapades that I've found really enjoyable, like getting tongue fucked, like while he eating my pussy, just like putting his tongue in there.
That's happened.
Yeah,
I must have a good strong tongue.
I actually came like that recently.
Wow,
I
was really?
Like, really?
That's a hard come too.
Ooh, it was amazing.
See, I like
and it came out of nowhere too. Like, it wasn't, you know how usually it's a build up.
Uh-huh.
That thing surprised me. I was like, ooh,
it's like you squirted. Try that.
But that tongue, you got, and you got thrust back. Like, you got really like.
Yeah, you got a little. You got to fight back.
I like it nice and gentle. Like, I'm a, when a guy's eating me out, I like it to be like a, that's the only way I'm really gonna come.
Yeah.
So you like it to be like kissed off.
Yeah, like a little kitty.
I want the pressure.
Yeah, I'm in between.
I don't like when they attack the clitoris, like the,
like, yeah,
I'm like, yo,
when they doing this, the DJ,
stop.
Oh my god,
like when they suck it too hard.
Yeah. Just like they don't like teeth, we don't like teeth either.
No. Right. Or when they're like eating and then they touching my titties while they're eating me and they're squeezing my titties too hard. It's like, my neck.
I have, I'm pierced, my nipples, and
my God,
they're very sensitive.
Yeah.
And I will pop a nigga hand.
See, I like that. I like it.
I like it, like, really hard.
It's just gotta be
too rough. Not too hard, but I definitely want to, like, I want to feel it.
This dude, I was like, bro, I want my nipples.
Please stop. That hurts.
And I know what you guys, because I used to have my nipples pierced too. And yes, like you be ready to slap a nipple. Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Because they're so sensitive. Like, you got to be really gentle when your nipples are pierced.
Yeah. And in general, guys, you can't go too hard on the nipples.
Right.
I had a situation one time where afterward I got in the shower and it burned.
Because he was going so hard. Nice.
The skin off.
I was like, this shit.
Yeah,
was,
like that. Was
he had the skin off your nipples and was rolling.
Yeah, like he was trying to get some milk out of it.
He had to stand up because you know how sometimes people be thinking, like, when you move, that you like
that
it.
That you like it. No, I'm moving. Yeah, like, I'm comfortable.
I'm
trying to get away from that.
I think it's like with women. It's crazy because when a guy, like, we're using our teeth or we're doing something wrong, they'll tell us immediately. Right. We'll be uncomfortable, but we don't want to kill the vibe, so we don't say anything.
We don't want to hurt,
we don't want to hurt their feelings. I mean, I'll say it now. Right. Like, yeah. I'll do it now, but it's crazy because, like, in my 20s, I used to just be like, ew.
One thing I've learned over the years. One thing I've learned over the years, and lip service definitely helped, is me with communicating during sex. We talk about that a lot here. And communicating during sex helps.
Right.
It helps you. It helps him. It helps y'all figure each other out. And I've definitely learned to speak up more and be more vocal, pun intended, when it comes to, like, what I like, what I don't like, and, you know, more of that, less of that.
I like to say things sometimes to, like, shock guys because they don't expect you to say it. Like, I like to just say things sometimes just out of nowhere. And they're like, whoa, what the fuck? Where did that come from? But it's funny.
You be lying or you be telling the truth?
I'll be telling the truth, but it'll just be shocking because it'll just come out of nowhere.
Oh, okay.
It come from left field. Like,
he be like, huh?
What? Yeah. Like, but they like it.
Surprise them.
What about phone sex? Have you ever had phone sex?
I have.
I've had phone sex before. Yeah.
But like FaceTime.
Yeah, it's got to be FaceTime.
I feel like on like the regular phone. I don't know how they
old
work.
School.
Yeah. My first time having phone sex was at Siri's lip service.
Really?
Oh, when we used to do the
Yeah, I mean, talk? I didn't. You know, but it did. And I was like, oh, my God. It's like, I'm going to go in there without a condom. It's like, oh, what?
We was like, wait a minute. Next call.
I used to do this thing called Pillow Talk when I was on Sirius. Mm-hmm. And people could call in and have phone sex. And it would be like celebrities in there. And these guys would be having phone sex.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God!
And it was so funny.
That is awful. I'm not going to lie. Like, did... It got enjoyable just because it was like a long distance thing, you know? So it's kind of like a fantasy, but it was like that person I would do it with. I probably wouldn't do it with like anybody else or, you know, it's just like, nah. I feel like at the point I'm at in life right now, I can just get on a flight and see you.
Hello.
See
you.
Yeah.
I'm pulling up.
Yeah, I'm pulling up at this point.
It also feels a little funny sometimes. Like, because if he wants to do it and you don't want to.
Right. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you got to just be like,
you feeling like girl six.
I'm not in the mood. Men seem to think that we just have a sex switch that we could turn on like a robot. It's like they seem to think that when they are ready, we are automatically ready. Right. And just like, no, sir, not right now. I need to be there with you. And if I'm not there with you, then it's, you know, let me get a chance to get there or leave me the fuck alone.
And they don't care if you're ready or not. They just like, all
right. Let me get my nut.
They just be trying to stick it in.
And sometimes, like, if you don't feel like having sex and you still do it, you be having an attitude.
Oh, my God.
You'd be like,
hurry
like,
up. And you know that one move that's going to make him nuts. And so you're trying to hurry up and get to that position.
And you're trying to get louder because you're like, this is going to make it.
You start pulling out all of the bags. All the tricks out the bag.
Oh, but you really be rolling your
you
eyes.
Get to that one move.
Yes. All right, let me turn around.
You'd be like, hurry up.
Not us all being actresses.
You have to do that to us.
We had a guy guest on the show said before, like, you know, sometimes they fake it.
Yeah. Like, sometimes. But do they sometimes, like, we want to have sex and they don't really want to? And
I don't think
just...
a man never not want to have sex. Like,
see,
what?
They really? No.
Unless
see,
he just always want to do it.
He's on his period.
Yeah.
Men I feel like sometimes if maybe he's, like, kind of checked out, if y'all are, like, in a relationship, I feel like sometimes they'll be like, nah, I'm cool. Like, I don't want to.
Or if he's just tired.
Yeah.
Because they get, men get tired too, I guess.
I think if he's too tired, he's still going to want his dick set.
Yeah,
you know what? I've had a situation where, like, I always say, like, every once in a while, like, the person I was dating, like, we used to have, like, marathon sex. We would have, like, a lot of sex, like, in a day, at night, like, 3-4 days in a row. So sometimes at the end, I would still be like, hey. He'd be like,
I'm done.
Hey. That's a, now that's
Like, something like that. He'd be like, hey, I'm tapped out. I'd be like, okay.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Well, let's talk about some current events things that were happening on social media. Now, we know you guys were in Division's video.
Yes.
So I want to ask y'all, y'all saw that the girl that was dancing on stage?
Yes.
That went viral with them, and the guy, I don't even know it was a boyfriend, but let's just say it was. She had a boyfriend. Is that inappropriate?
Okay, so this is how I feel about it. I feel like if you're a girlfriend or whatever, somebody you're talking to, obviously they're just having fun. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's not, now it's different if she's doing the most. Like if she's grabbing on him and she's being thirsty, trying to go backstage, trying to exchange numbers. Like it's a difference between being a fan and having fun and being a groupie.
Okay.
So I feel like what she did was cool. He called girls up on the stage. He was dancing with them all. Like, come on now. Like, I don't think, it's not like the 90s anymore where people were really taking people from the crowd and bringing them to the tour bus, because the way the atmosphere
they
is now,
from the DM now,
they take them from the DM now, but it's like the way stuff is now, they're just not doing that anymore. So I feel like it's a line. I feel like he was being a little dramatic.
I think so too.
It was a little dramatic.
I think he was being a little
but
insecure.
Would you do that while you're in a relationship?
You know what?
I don't think I would do
it. I wouldn't do it just because.
But I do think that he was being a little dramatic.
Yeah, he was being. I wouldn't personally do it just because I wouldn't do that anyway, even if I was single.
I just don't want no smoke with my nigga. Like, you ain't getting that serious. You know he's going to be mad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's like, you know, it's not going to lead nowhere. Like, me, like, if it was like, even if it was like Drake, like, me and Drake are not about to ride off into the sunset just because I got on stage and rolled him up. Like, well, that's not happening.
You never know. Yeah, don't do
that. I'm weak. But no, I do feel like. It was a little dramatic. And then, in that instance, that wasn't her man.
Right, right.
She said that wasn't her man.
But I'm just saying if it was.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought they were really in a relationship.
Yeah, she said, this is not my man.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know.
She said it's not my man. And then afterwards, Daniel from Division, he ended up taking her to, like, get a tattoo.
I did see that. Yeah,
like, they went and hung out for a little bit. So it ended up being really cool for her.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir.
Period.
Okay. Now let me ask y'all something else. Because I saw you guys talk about like dating men with money, of course, and security. Ooh, yes. Not a problem. Mm-hmm. So how do you ask a man for money, and when do you think it's appropriate to do that? Or is it ever appropriate?
Mm. I think that it's appropriate whenever you feel comfortable. I feel like whenever you feel comfortable asking him, you should ask him. I think women think too deeply about those type of things. Because I think either a man gonna say yes or he gonna say no.
Right.
And if he say no, then he not the nigga for you.
I'm a little like, this is how I feel about it. Like,
depending on how much.
Right.
Yeah, how much.
Exactly. Yeah, right. I feel like in my younger days of dating, like I would, like if I needed something and I'm like, I need help on something, if I ask you and I know you got it, it shouldn't be a problem.
At all.
Especially like if I'm fucking you or we're dating and we're, you know, mm-hmm. we're always in each other's space. Mm-hmm. If I need help, I need the help. Mm-hmm. Now I view it a little bit differently. I like men who ask me to take care of things. So if I'm like, oh, hey, I got XYZ going on, I'm not telling you this because I'm asking you to take care of it. But I notice I do like men who step up and be like, oh, well, let me take care of this for you.
Right.
Let me do this. Let me do XYZ, you know? So I feel like the culture of, because we call them BDBs, big dick ballers. So we had a whole BDB campaign.
Yes,
like, fuck these niggas with money. You got to get it. You got to get it.
Yeah, it was tight.
Okay. They were really mad. Now, but I feel like the girls did take it too far. Because now they're getting to the point is it's first date and you asking for rent. Hold on, sis.
And I think that's crazy. You know what I mean?
No. It's like that's within insane. Limits. It's,
within limits. There was a tweet that went viral today. A girl said she went to the casino with a guy. They were gambling, whatever, having fun. I guess he won like $1,200. And she was just like, you know, tagging along. And she was like, he only gave me $200. He should have split it with me.
No,
like, no. First of all,
was you gambling with his? Was he gambling with your money?
It's too much. No, I'm like, that's too much. I'm like, sometimes I'll be like, what did me and Dre start?
What did you do? No. But I feel
in moderation. Because I think it's setting unrealistic expectations. Because I do think that you have some men who absolutely are like the first day, second day, it be like that. Like, they be willing to throw you some bread or give you some money.
Facts.
But with the average guy, that's not happening all
and
the time.
And that type of guy, he gonna do it. You're not gonna have to ask.
Right.
Like, I'm used to a man just knowing what the situation is and just going ahead and handling that without even me having to ask. And then when it comes to the point where I feel like I need to ask, I'm gonna ask.
Right.
What if it's a guy that you don't like? What if it's a guy you don't even like? You know you're not gonna deal
with
him.
I'm not taking it.
But
in my younger days, I definitely did.
I probably shouldn't have, but I did.
Yeah, I've definitely taken things from guys I didn't like.
I've taken a lot of things.
Listen.
Bitch, you took a whole car.
I did. And if I really needed it and he offered it, I'm like, I'm going to pay you back.
Girl, no.
Let me give you this money back.
Look, I ain't taking it that far now.
I ain't getting it. No, and they'll tell me like, no, you good. I'm like, I really don't, because I don't want no strings attached.
Can I get that dick back?
Right.
No, can I get my time back?
But if I don't like you, I'm not going to suck your dick.
Because have you off, like, have you paid somebody back?
Yes.
Really?
Bye, girl.
You
and they
a good
like
woman.
Gave it back and stuff, but still, like, I don't know. It's just me. It's just...
So the start of your question was, how do you ask?
Yeah.
And I want y'all to answer that because I definitely have an answer. I get asked that a lot. Like a lot of, not even just a few friends, but like strangers in a DM hear us talking about stuff like this, and they'll be like, girl, you know, how do I ask? So I want you guys to answer that.
I just straight up ask. Like, I'm not shy to ask for what I want from somebody. Like, if I need something or I want something, I'm gonna just ask. Like, if I'm like,
but now y'all at the point you don't need to do that though, right?
Right.
No.
So do you still do it?
Yeah, if I want
yeah.
to.
But now it's on a higher scale. That's
yeah.
all.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm not going to lie. Like,
I just asked for a purse last week.
Yeah, like, I went to the.
I still ask.
Yeah, I got, like, what I got? My Chanel bag. I got my Louis bag. I got, I was like, I want to go shopping.
But it's yeah. like, yeah, and just it was straight like, up. Yeah. Like, it's like, hey, I seen this new purse that I want.
Yeah.
And I seen it, and I'd be like, can I get
so
it?
So for me, I told the, when I do answer the question, normally to my homegirls, I don't really respond to strangers in the DM because I used to, and then they think that they could talk to you forever. And it is to be annoying, so that's why I be ignoring y'all. But anyway, mm-hmm. I always say ask it with confidence. Don't be like, do you think you could possibly maybe say it with your chest? I need you to, right. I'm, baby. You think you can't? No. I need you to. Okay, it's how you say it. I need. Yeah. I want. I'm gonna need you to. Mm-hmm. Not do you think or maybe can you? Like it's you got to use the right
but
word and say it with confidence.
But it's I speak that way like hello I said, with somebody that I'm dealing with and I'm comfortable with.
That's what I was about to say.
If it's a guy sliding in my DMs, like, hey, what's up, baby? Can I take you to dinner? Oh, well, can you pay my rent? Because that's what I be seeing.
No.
If it's a, I'm telling you, the girls is wilding.
No, they wilding.
But that's a little unhinged.
It's a difference between.
That's a red flag.
But there's some trick ass guys out here. No, it is. And this is what I want to say. Yes, we are living in a world where now it's like, you got to be doing this, that for me, for you to even fuck me, for you to even deal with me, for you to even get a chance to get to know me.
Right.
But there's men out here that's what they like. Like, that's the environment that we live in.
Those kind of guys are going to come back first.
Right.
They're going to offer off.
They're going to offer first, but not, it's
you're
a
not
difference between
asking a man. I definitely dated guys, so I didn't even have to ask
right.
for anything.
There's a difference between a man, like, he's okay with being a provider and he wants you to, like, you know, sit back and you begging.
Yeah.
Because there's no reason. If you ask a guy for some money one time and he don't come through, just stop asking. Right. He not going to come through. Yeah. He knows what you
ask. Stop asking, stop responding, stop texting, stop calling. Stop looking.
I promise you, I've never had a guy just... Well, how about you? Okay, you're right.
You never had that one?
Because I was trying to think, but I've never asked nobody for money.
Actually, you rich, shut up.
No, please.
I didn't always have money.
Right.
Oh, you're saying
I've never, ever asked anybody for money in my life. Like,
even when you needed it.
Even when I needed it.
What you do?
I've never asked anybody.
She was out there grinding.
Yeah, I was just figuring it out because I never felt comfortable doing that. And I definitely have had guys who I don't even mess with do stuff for me and try to give me things. But I also never felt comfortable taking things from somebody I didn't like.
Right.
Yeah.
If I knew I'm not going to date you or go out with you and don't like you, I don't want to accept things from you because I feel like there's an expectation that they have
behind
once they start doing stuff for you, they think that you like them or they think that's a way to get in.
Right.
I agree.
And I'm not gonna lie. I think that's why people love Poor Minds because we're so like transparent. Cause during that era, I was like watching an old episode and I was like, wow. But I'm looking at that person and I needed it. Like at one point it was like dating. That's how I was surviving. Like just going on a one-off date, get a little money here and there, you know.
Yeah, I would go out to dinner if I was
go a little dinner. You know what I'm saying?
Take some leftovers home for lunch tomorrow.
I'm telling you, like that's how it was. It was, you know, I'll get a little boyfriend and he make sure he paid his bill every month. And, you know, I'm hitting up my ex, asking him for XYZ. It was wild. It was a wild time. I did what I had to do. But I feel like now in the space we're in, we try to preach the message of have a man that's going to provide for you, but don't let that be what hinders you because you don't want to wake up and you're 65 still trying to ask niggas for money.
Right. And I feel like I never would ask niggas that I didn't like for things.
Okay.
I feel like I've accepted from people that I didn't like, but they offered it.
Right.
So it was like, well, shit, if you offer it, I kind of need it. I'm going to take it.
Now, what if a guy asked you for money?
Oh, hell no.
I'm going to not talk to that nigga no more.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
What if it was somebody that you were already kind of dealing with and liked, right? And then he was like, look, I'm going to keep it real with you. You know, I just had a bad situation, lost my job, blah, blah, blah. And for real, I need like $200.
Now,
and I hate to even ask.
$200?
That's not even
taking care of me. And he's been taking care of me for 2 minutes.
Right.
Right.
What 200?
I'm not gonna lie. In my early 20s, I had situations where my boyfriend was like, we were both in college. Mm-hmm. I had to give him a little money. But that was in my early 20s. At 33, why you need $200?
Right. Like, what are you talking about?
I'm going to have to agree, Angela.
Right.
$200.
And I'm just talking about, like, of my, like, tax bracket of people that are around me. I don't want to surround myself with somebody. And I'm not, because times is hard.
Right.
And
right.
I'm not shading people because literally we could all be one incident away from something, yeah, you know, crazy right. going on. Exactly. So that's not what I mean. But I feel like the position I came from when I moved to Atlanta, I always say this, I came to Atlanta with $3, literally. Mm-hmm. If I can do that and make something out of it and figure it out and learn how to budget. Mm-hmm. So if Poor Mind stopped right now, I'm going to be good for at least two, three years to figure stuff out and make mm-hmm. something happen. So if you lose your job and that quickly, you need $200.
Someone already
because you
right.
just lost it. That's
it. It's not even about the money. It's about your mentality.
Mm-hmm.
We can't relate.
You ain't got now, a little stash. The guy wanted to take you out, right? And you liked him and he was not really... doing, but then he was like, look, I'm gonna be for real. You know, financially, things have been tough, and I do wanna take you up, but I'm just not in the space to do what I would want to do for you.
I like to go on trips for dates.
Me too.
I just don't know if I'm in that space right now in my life.
Delta comfort me.
Yeah.
I feel like I could do so much for myself. Like, why would I deprive myself and deal with somebody who can't at least give me the same,
same
standard?
Exactly. Like, I take myself on trips all the time. Yeah. I'm going to do a little one, too. So why would I date somebody where I have to, like, lower
all the first class flights? Why you can't do that? Comfort plus, like you said.
At least comfort plus.
Yeah.
But you don't, do you guys attract men who are in that?
Do not.
And this is also part of it too.
Yeah.
And I think that's why a lot of men get mad in our comments. They're like, you bitches, y'all be wanting all this and XYZ. And I'm like, I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I can't remember the last time I talked to a guy who didn't have.
Right. I agree.
Now it's levels. Now I had men that were millionaires and I had men that made six figures. Mm-hmm. But it's not about how much money they make. It's just about like what we can do together. Because I don't care how much money you have. How can we have fun together? Exactly. Can we turn up?
And used to date like regular dudes too when I was younger. And I still used to be like, can you pay my phone bill?
Right. Now, what if he said no? Would that turn you off?
Because why not? It's like $150.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 23, I used to definitely be like, can you pay my phone bill?
Well, shit.
Buy me a little Michael Kors watch.
I feel like in my 20s, I'm a little more lenient in my 20s. Right. But like I said, now I feel like the position that I'm in and the life that I've literally created for myself, because I was tired. I didn't want to live paycheck to paycheck anymore. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to have to like go out to eat and be like, oh, well, let me order this and order this. And I can't, I want that, but I can't. Yeah. I was tired of living like that. So it's like, I'm not taking steps backwards. And that's what it's about for me.
Yeah.
I don't care how much money you make. It's not even about that. It's, can I keep my same standard of life if I'm dating you?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not about to be eating at STK and then I'm dating you, now I got to go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Hello, right. And this is the conversation we just had. I told Angela and
what's on the Buffalo Wild Wings?
Girl, bye.
Them wings too big.
They too big. I'm going to go to JR Crickets. I'm going to eat some JR Crickets, nah.
I'm trying to think, where did I just go? I do love PF Chang's. Is that okay?
Yeah, PF Chang's.
So some things is okay to do for yourself or with the girls or with the kids if you have kids. But when it comes time for a date, I'm not going on a date to where I'm taking my kids. I'm not going on a date to where I'm going with my girls. I'm going on a date where it's a special occasion place where that I might treat myself to. Like,
but I'm not going
to
even lie.
And as a man, you need to put, if you're trying to take me on a date, you need to put some thought into it. You need to take me somewhere nice. You trying to impress me or you
should
be.
I feel like when you see what kind of level of life I live, if you can't meet me there or beat me there, then why are you even bothering
me? You shouldn't even be. And that's why she was like, what she said,
we don't even attract those kind of guys.
I have guy friends like who I never mess with or whatever, but when they had like hard financial times, I would be like, oh, let's go get, like, I would pay for it and everything.
Mm.
And
you're a
you
good
know,
friend.
But that's different. That's your friend.
Child, she feed me all the time.
And
has been feeding us for years, child.
Yeah.
We love Angela Trinkley.
But I have like friends who are guys that I'm good friends with and they were having a rough time, but now they're doing really well. And they always be like, I just remember how
Like whenever, you know, you never made me feel crazy. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I would come meet up with you and you would always pay for everything.
Yeah.
Would you date a guy though that you had to pay for everything?
Everything, no. But okay. I also don't mind if he doesn't have it like that.
Okay.
You know, one of my friends told me, she was like, I can't wait till I have money so I could date who I want to date.
Ooh, we talk about that a lot too. Because I'm not going to lie.
I do think things change though once you start getting your own money. Because it's more like, damn, like, I really fuck with this nigga. Like, right, I really like him for real. Like, not to say that I didn't used to like people. But I just think now I really date niggas that I like for real.
Right.
You know, like back then, it was just kind of like,
survival mode.
Yeah. You was like, oh, damn, let me put these heels on.
But what if his drive is there and he's trying and he's working hard and he's on that path, but
he's not there yet.
He's not there yet, but you see the potential, you see the drive, you see he's trying. He don't got 10 kids. He's, you know, he's, I would do it.
Sometimes I just.
And I'm not where you guys are at. Right. But you get what I'm saying? Like, right. I would still, even where I'm at now, mm-hmm. if it's somebody that I see, like, you know, because things happen.
Right. I
but agree. You have to have some kind of motion, though, because
like when that's you had these men out here, and but they saw your drive and they saw your potential and they saw you doing, you know what I'm saying, really trying to get. Now, if you ain't trying and you broke and you just broke and you just because you ain't doing nothing.
Right.
No, I get that. Mm-hmm. But. You know,
but there's a big
it's
gap.
It's like
too.
How good is your plan though? Because right. I feel like once with men, like I think sometimes once we all get and age don't matter. Sometimes sometimes when you get to a certain age, it's like if you still trying to be a rapper.
Yeah,
and you're 42.
Relax.
Right. I don't really know. Like, I mean,
and you've been trying since high school,
right? There, but I mean,
yeah, that's yeah.
But like I said, but going back to what you said,
all your cookies, all your eggs in the rubber basket.
Right. Sometimes people do have potential, but you already have to have motion.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you are making six figures, whether it be like 100,000, 400,000, 800,000, but you have potential to be a millionaire and I see it because you already have motion. I'm not in the space of having potential and you just like, you don't want to work.
Right.
You just sitting in front of making beats all day and you have $0.
Are you like,
That's not the potential I'm talking about. It's,
yeah.
You're doing that, but you still got a
you
job
still,
over here where
right.
you're making that.
You still make
yeah.
Like, and we can use music for an example. So mm-hmm. not
look
this
at, look
and
at
all
Usain
the,
Bolt, yeah. right? You said he got scammed out of all that money.
Like 13 million, right?
Yes. Usain Bolt.
I didn't see that.
Oh yes, he did. That's
wait, what happened?
That's great. He had a management, I mean, not a manager, a financial team that.
Wow.
Bad investments are a large reason why sometimes people go broke. Like, what if somebody puts their all into a business, mm-hmm. right, that they're trying to do and mm-hmm. they have money, but then, you know, because I know having businesses, like, thank God I have multiple streams of income.
Mm-hmm. I know
having
that's
a business could drain you.
Yes.
If you don't have other things going on and that's what you put everything into and then it doesn't work out. And sometimes that is tough, like, for somebody, so.
Right, and like
I said,
though.
They gotta create something else.
Right, mm-hmm. but I feel like people like that, they always know how to make a move.
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
Exactly.
But they might be on down bad when they meet you.
Right, but yeah. they also not gonna ask you for $200 either.
Right, yeah, you
hello.
Right.
You know, like, you know, getting back to it. You know
about,
what I'm saying?
What about they're like, yo, could you call an Uber? No. I'm kidding.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie to you. I had a guy.
This guy I was cool with.
See, both
he was
of y'all.
He was talking to this girl, and he was like, she asked me to call an Uber, and it was $15. Mm. And I was like, that's crazy. Because not having $15 is wild.
Mm-hmm. But maybe
but
she
why he didn't call it for her?
Right. Like, why she even had to call
no,
it if I'm with
he
you?
He called. He wasn't dating her. It was just somebody that he knew.
Oh, yeah,
cool.
That's
she was okay. like, oh, can you call an Uber for me? Like, I don't got
look, to times is
see,
hard
in
now.
In his mind, they weren't dated. But in her mind.
But you're right. He probably was lying.
And he probably was lying.
He was trying to impress you. Like,
that was just my homegirl. Hey, it'll be like, I pull out, I'm going to call my Uber. But if you don't tell me, nah, babe, I got you.
Like, I don't like
okay.
that. And then if you
no
send me an Uber,
date.
And then you send me a regular Uber,
I'm gonna
be
mad. Yeah,
I definitely send a regular.
Please.
You know, I'd be calling whatever Uber is
right.
the cheapest.
Oh, yeah, I'm sending a regular.
You ain't gonna get a black truck.
Well, it's different. Like for like, you know, my friends, whatever. But I'm like. Well, I can't even say that because we always take Uber Black when we go places.
So for me, it's regional.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I travel a lot, right?
Right.
So if in New York, you either gonna get like the Camry, like you know, taxi car, mm-hmm. if you call regular. Or you might fuck around and get a Tesla or a Benz mm-hmm. or even a black car if
right.
you call regular. Mm-hmm. In places like Philly and like stuff like that,
I have to call Lux or a Black Card, because if not, somebody's 2002 dusty ass Kia Central gonna pull up.
They don't have that. Same in Atlanta.
That's how it looks like.
Atlanta is bad.
Atlanta's like that too.
Atlanta is so bad.
In Atlanta and Philly, I have to upgrade my car.
You have
now, to. Now, in LA, you gonna get a Tesla, you gonna get a Benz, right, you gonna get a you gonna get Infiniti.
You don't know what you're gonna get. But somebody tell me I have to step up my Uber game, because I just be calling whatever's the cheapest.
No, you got to.
Especially, it depends on where you go.
You smelling like smoke because they just put their weed out. Right. It's like, bro.
One time I got in the Uber with somebody who works for me, and apparently somebody must have peed on us. She got in there and it was wet.
Bring back shame.
And it probably was a 2010 Honda Accord.
Exactly.
I would be ashamed to pick somebody up in a PC car.
We were coming up. I was actually taking Uber to come film, and I got in, mind you, smelling good. Get in the car, and I don't know, the man was eating some Indian food, and you could just smell. I got in the car, I was like, put the windows down, and it smells so bad, but I'm so late, so I can't.
Right, you can't call another one.
I smelled like nothing but spicy Indian.
I love Indian food.
I do too, but I didn't want to smell like it. Come here and sit. And he's like, I'm sorry. And mind you, he wiped his mouth with the napkin. I'm like, yo.
Bruh, I'm telling you, them regular Ubers be crazy. Like, I had called one time and he's right around the corner from my house, and I'm like in a rush. I'm like, bruh, where are you at? He was like, oh, my bad, I stopped at cookout. I just had to give me some food. Bruh, bring your ass
and
up.
Bring me some.
I'm telling you, that's why I stopped.
But listen, I know we have to wrap up, but I want to ask you, I see you guys are both doing some type of acting gigs. Are we?
We are definitely
trying to tap into that space.
Tap in.
Yes, we are. We have a little project that we're trying to, you know, pull together. Yeah. We don't want to talk too much about it, but that's a space we definitely want to be in. Mm-hmm. And then just like hosting things as well. Like, we want to eventually like host award shows and fun things like that. So we're just really trying to expand our brand, because I feel like Poor Minds has become beyond a podcast. Like, right. We call it a talk show now. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, it gives like late night talk show vibes, you know? So it's a lot of stuff that we're working on, but definitely the acting field is something that we want to try to take over. A little 1-2.
You know, we did, what did we do? Kev on stage show.
We did Kev on stage. He had a show called Churchy. So that was like our little acting debut. We only had like two lines, but
whatever.
And we were serious about the lines too.
And it was one point I forgot. I had three words. I forgot
my
lines.
You forgot the words.
I was like, damn. I'm bluey. But yeah, it's a lot of stuff that we're trying to tap into. But I think our focus right now is just taking Poor Minds to the next level. We have For Richer, For Poor 2, our tour that we're on, starting in June, July. Mm-hmm. And we're still adding dates on that. We got the Roots Picnic coming up.
Yeah, we're gonna be outside.
Poor Minds, Roots Picnic.
It's my hometown.
Yeah. It's my official birthday weekend, so we turn it all the way up. Yes, yes, yes. We're gonna do a big in Philly. I can't wait.
And then, like, y'all gotta come to a Poor Mind show. Okay. That'd be super
and
lit.
Y'all gotta come to Houston. I live in Atlanta. We gotta definitely plan.
No,
I didn't know you live in Atlanta.
Yeah, you gotta be outside because we'll be outside having a ball.
So we gotta link.
For sure. But yeah, we have a lot of stuff, you know, we're working on. We have, we're trying different things. Like, we have a karaoke show that we're doing with music. It's just...
We're doing the first one this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Music Soul Child. So it's just like, the possibilities are just endless whenever you're like a true creator. And I think that's why we have just really been successful, because we really try to create. It's not about being popular or making a quick dime. Like, we don't mind taking the long road, you know, because we really just want to create fun, exciting content for people. That's so,
right. And I have a cosmetics business too.
Oh, that's right. You have your makeup.
My lip gloss. Lip gloss and lip liners.
Thank you.
Period.
Beautycollection.com, you know, shameless plug.
Plug it again, girl. Okay.
But honestly, thank y'all for coming through. I'm glad we finally made it happen.
Yes. Finally, this was.
And we're going to come on. And we want to do something with you guys too.
So. Yeah, y'all have to come. That's why I said I didn't know you lived in Atlanta. Yeah. So, you know, Angela, next time you come to Atlanta, look, we're going to, because we have a new studio set.
We do.
Okay.
So we can get in there anytime we please. So let us know, y'all. We gonna definitely do a Poor Minds lip service episode because this was lit. This was fun.
I love it. Yeah, no, we had a good time. And next time we gonna do all kind of shots and really get it back to what we used to be like.
Oh my God, we used to be so wasted.
Yeah, ooh, let's bring that back.
That's the show y'all should come to. We do a Houston show. Y'all gotta come to our Houston show.
All right, let's figure that's coordinated
on the tour that you got coming up.
Yeah,
yeah, we got a Houston date coming up soon, yeah.
And we got a Philly date too.
Yeah. I saw it's my mom's birthday, October 28th. Yeah, so maybe I'll fly up for that and do a little special guest appearance for y'all. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Poor Minds lip service. Thank y'all so much.
It's the mashup.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.